This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush and the Congress have been at odds this year over Iraq and many other issues, especially the right of congressional committees to investigate the White House and its executive agencies. In the latest test of wills, the White House has said it can't produce certain emails pertaining to the firing of U.S. attorneys because they have been lost. Well, today the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee said he wasn't buying that excuse, and before the day was out, that committee had authorized a fresh batch of subpoenas. We have two reports on the growing conflict, the first from NPR's Peter Overby.
The Justice Department has turned over thousands of pages of emails to Congress. Some of the emails went to or from White House officials who were using computer accounts supplied by the Republican National Committee. This morning, Senate Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy took to the Senate floor. He charged that the White House is hiding other emails on those RNC accounts.
And they say they have not been preserved. I don't believe that. You can't erase emails. They've gone through too many servers. They can't say they've been lost. That's like saying the dog ate my homework. Those emails are there. They just don't want to produce them.
At the White House press briefing this afternoon, spokeswoman Dana Perino said that the policy on preserving emails should have been clearer.
I will admit it. We screwed up, and we're trying to fix it.
And she took a swipe at Leahy.
I don't know if Senator Leahy is also an IT expert, but I can assure you that we are working very hard to make sure that we find the emails that were potentially lost.
But the Bush administration's problem here is starting to sound a lot like one from the last administration. The problem of separating politics from governing. Back in the Clinton years, Vice President Al Gore used a White House phone, but a Democratic National Committee phone card, to make fundraising calls. In explaining it, he used a phrase that would dog him through his own presidential bid in 2000.
My counsel advises me, let me repeat, that there is no controlling legal authority.
Whenever you hear somebody say there's no controlling legal authority, you should start thinking about the appearance of a conflict or a violation of law that motivates them to say something like that.
Paul Light is professor of public service at New York University. He says that in the U.S. attorney's case, whether White House politicos used non-government emails out of prudent caution or partisan wile, the emails won't be pretty when they become public.
Can you imagine what the first email might have said? You know, an email going out from the political people saying, if you have anybody that you'd like removed, let us know.
And as for those controlling legal authorities, there are mainly two of them. The Presidential Records Act requires the administration to preserve official documents. That includes email. At the same time, the Hatch Act penalizes government workers who use government offices, equipment, or time for partisan politics. Washington ethics lawyer Jan Barron points out that federal workers can be penalized for violating the Hatch Act. But when it comes to violations of the Presidential Records Act, it's the administration that has to take the rap. Whatever the law, there's always the problem of appearances. An official document is an official document, whoever owns the computer it's on. And if the Bush administration used to let the RNC purge email servers every 30 days, as they say they did, that creates at least the appearance of having something to hide. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.